This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It will be a history-making day for America's highest court, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
After a two-month hiatus caused by the coronavirus pandemic, the Supreme Court resumes oral arguments today using 20th-century technology to help resolve a 21st-century legal issue. The justices will not gather in their marble courtroom, but will instead participate in a telephone conference call with lawyers involved in the case and members of the court dialing in separately, a first for the Supreme Court.
Some non-essential businesses are getting the green light to reopen today in Arizona, Arkansas, Montana, Kansas, Colorado, and in Minnesota. Starting today, all Costco shoppers nationwide are going to have to wear masks. Kids under the age of two and people who can't wear masks because of medical conditions will be exempt. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The U.S. Senate scheduled to reconvene today for the first time in over a month. The House will be staying closed for at least another week as there are continued concerns about the coronavirus, especially in Washington, D.C., which has been recently a hotspot for it. Starting today, passengers flying on Delta, United, and JetBlue Airlines will be required to wear masks or face coverings. United will provide the masks, which will also be worn by pilots, customer service, and ramp workers. Flight attendants have already been wearing them recently. J.Crew is now filing for bankruptcy protection, announcing that it's reached an agreement to eliminate about $1.65 billion of debt in exchange for ceding ownership to creditors. The virus outbreak forcing the chain to temporarily close nearly 500 brick-and-mortar stores. Singer-songwriter Katie Groves has died at the age of 30 of natural causes. And this is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Many truckers have been protesting the low freight rates as a result of the coronavirus pandemic, and over the weekend, 70 small business truckers gathered outside of the White House, holding up signs and honking their horns, one of them citing that they don't want to be forgotten in the aftermath of the pandemic.
At this point, we don't care if you're Republican or Democratic. Whoever stands up for our trucking industry, they're going to have our support. That's just plain and simple.
The host of CBS's The Late Late Show, James Corden, is planning to pay the salaries of some 60 furloughed staffers. As Corden informed some of them last week that they would be furloughed as of today, the 4th of May, and that he'd be covering their salaries out of his own pocket. It's not known exactly how much it will cost, but it's estimated it could run him as much as 5 figures a week. The London native has been hosting and producing the show from his Los Angeles garage since April 14th. And today is the 4th of May, Star Wars Day, celebrating the critically acclaimed space operas, as today was chosen because of the pun of the iconic phrase, "May the Force be with you," which many people have now changed to say on this date, "May the 4th be with you." This year, Disney Plus is celebrating by putting the final installment of the newest trilogy on its streaming platform. Speaking of platforms, when you're online, you can find us at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, just about, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Happy Monday to you as we continue to get through coronavirus watch that we maintain and that we're getting through together. And, boy, I'll tell you, I am grateful, you know, for all the cooperation that is had there. Yes, there's people, and I don't blame them, you know, going to the Capitol steps and of their cities, respective cities, and saying, hey, look at what the heck is, you know, what's going on here? It's time to open up this country, and then the numbers come back, and, you know, we're going to have a little bit more information from Dr. Birx in just a little bit. But, you know, in the midst of all this, and which, you know, where America has been ill-served, is a breakdown in unity. And my thought was that, you know, if the governors had to do it again, would they not been better served by cooperating and being more unified with the president? I mean, to a degree. I mean, not that they have to fall lockstep, but for the most part, find a way to come together for the sake of all of America. Forget the partisanship. I mean, and what's happening, because they're so disunified, you've got all these individual states dealing with their own individual problems that they decided to create on their own because, well, you know, you just can't agree with President Trump. If you do that, you're going to be maligned by the media. And, of course, all the, political apparatchik is going to come on you. And, you know, this is what happens when you have division. And what we have right now is a government that is very undivided. And it's shameful when you think about it in these times when we need to come together and, you know, be smart about it. And, you know, if we were all working together and understanding what was going on instead of states competing for PPEs, we'd be working together in such a way to where everybody was looking out for everyone's best interests. So gouging would be minimized. But because we're so divided, you know, gouging is taking place and it's just absolutely disgusting what's gone on. But this is of our own doing. Because we want to be so, you know, politically involved instead of watching out for the other person. But I tell you, I'm encouraged. I hear more and more people across the country and how they are responding to this and realizing, hey, look, I've got to be mindful of my own health and my own well-being. Because, you know, like they tell you on the airplane, right? When the masks come down, you put your mask on first. So you got to take care of yourself. And then you worry about the person sitting next to you. And, you know, and we take care of ourselves because a better us makes for a better them. Because if our immunity systems are strong and we're not compromising ourselves and getting compromised, well, then we're not going to compromise others. Does that make sense? And I think that this is what I'm hearing from people is they kind of get this. They realize, all right, we're, you know, this isn't, you know, all this kind of fun. And yes, we want to get this country back to work, but you know, we want to do it cautiously. And what I sense overall is the governors who are facing the full force of this because they've taken on the response. I mean, this is federalism at work. Okay, this is what it's all about and how our founding fathers expected it to be. But I think in some cases the governors have made it harder on themselves because they have demonstrated such a lack of unity. Now, speaking of unity, I don't know if you heard this, but, you know, this is George W. Bush. Again, you know, we're reminded of how he sounded after 9/11 and how he unified and brought the country together. And he had something rather wise to share with everyone over the weekend. Listen to what he had to say.
This is a challenging and solemn time in the life of our nation and world. A remorseless, invisible enemy threatens the elderly and vulnerable among us. A disease that can quickly take breath in life. Medical professionals are risking their own health for the health of others, and we're deeply grateful. Officials at every level are setting out the requirements of public health that protect us all, and we all need to do our part. The disease also threatens broader damage, harm to our sense of safety, security, and community. The larger challenge we share is to confront an outbreak of fear and loneliness. And it is frustrating that many of the normal tools of compassion, a hug, a touch, can bring the opposite of the good we intend. In this case, we serve our neighbor by separating from them. We cannot allow physical separation to become emotional isolation. This requires us to be not only compassionate, but creative in our outreach. And people across the nation are using the tools of technology in the cause of solidarity. In this time of testing, we need to remember a few things. First, let us remember we have faced times of testing before. Following 9/11, I saw a great nation rise as one to honor the brave, to grieve with the grieving, and to embrace unavoidable new duties. And I have no doubt, none at all, that this spirit of service and sacrifice is alive and well in America. Second, let us remember that empathy and simple kindness are essential, powerful tools of national recovery. Even at an appropriate social distance, we can find ways to be present in the lives of others, to ease their anxiety and share their burdens. Third, let's remember that the suffering we experience as a nation does not fall evenly. In the days to come, it will be especially important to care in practical ways for the elderly, the ill, and the unemployed. Finally, let us remember how small our differences are in the face of this shared threat. In the final analysis, we are not partisan combatants. We are human beings, equally vulnerable and equally wonderful in the sight of God. We rise or fall together, and we are determined to rise. God bless you all.
Some welcome words from the former president, George W. Bush. I'll tell you, wow, very powerful. And appreciate it. It was very quite touching. And this is what we need to realize, that it's not about us individually. It's about this country. It's about America. And when you consider America, it's everyone that's involved, those that are most vulnerable, that, you know, cross all lines of race, color, creed, you know, gender. We need to be watchful and mindful of this. And this is the opportunity that is before us, ladies and gentlemen, is that we can draw strength and we can draw purpose from this challenge, or we can become bitter and partisan. And, you know, and what will it do but divide us all the more and keep us at each other's throats? I mean, this is just, I don't know, it is frustrating. I think that frustrates me more than anything else that is happening in our country today. But I pray that we do not lose this opportunity where we can come together as a true one nation and understanding that, yes, this, we've been locked down for a long time. And yes, there's lots of discussion about the numbers and how credible they are. And if the numbers have been worked, you've heard me say that. I think the numbers have been prejudiced. But they're still, you know, impressive nonetheless. As I often tell people, you know, in the absence of all information, even if you have 10%, if you can even say it's 10%, and I think it's better than 10% valid, that's better than nothing, you know. But these numbers are an indication of the battle and the war that we're in the midst of. And as warriors together, we need to stand shoulder to shoulder and back to back and unified. As the former president
suggested.
The final
phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing. Mile-long lines food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender. So there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Do you remember where you were on February 23rd, 1945? A bunch of Marines were lifting a flag on Iwo Jima. The battle lasted 36 days, killing 5,931 Marines. Additionally, 209 Navy corpsmen and surgeons assigned to the Marines died, as well as soldiers, sailors, and airmen from other units. More than 110,000 Marines, sailors, soldiers, and airmen served, with more than 26,000 killed or wounded. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. As you walk by an American flag, stop for a moment and think of the tens of thousands of soldiers and sailors, airmen and Marines who were killed or wounded in those days in February of 1945. You will be better for thinking of them. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
It's the little things, ladies and gentlemen, but look at, you know, this is the cool thing about self-responsibility, and that is that we can be the better version of ourselves when we step our game up. You know, I by the way, I want to remind you again, and we've got to have, Congressman Dan Crenshaw back on the show. His book, Fortitude, is just outstanding. I cannot recommend it. for everybody, particularly young kids that are looking for a purpose and understanding. And maybe, you know, maybe they've had a mentor in their life that, you know, told them simple things like make your bed and, oh, that piece of paper that you threw on the ground, you know, you should pick that up. And, you know, and sometimes maybe even embarrassing them into doing the right thing. And we see that happening right now in our country in terms of people's, you know, they've been responsible for the most part, but they're, you know, you still get some knuckleheads out there that, you know, they don't, I mean, in fact, Brad and I were just talking about probably about, you know, I'd say at least 50%, and I think this is really a generous number, of the people wearing masks don't even know how to wear the mask. They're not wearing properly. It's below their nose. They're fiddling with it, the whole deal. And I think maybe what they're reminded of, because some said the reason, you know, the good thing about wearing a mask is that it keeps your hands off your face, right? And I never realized how much I touched my face until they said, hey, you got to be careful. You can't touch your face. And you watch people on television, you see, you know, everybody from the president, spokespeople, and I know they're trying to be conscious and examples, you know, even though Mike Pence goes to the Mayo Clinic, and understandably, they didn't tell him, you know, going in there that everybody's wearing a mask, that's their part of their policy. So then it looks bad that you got the vice president, the only one without a mask. Now, you'd think there had been a mask wrangler around who would have noticed the obvious, say, well, Mr. Vice President, here, you need to wear this mask, or even somebody there with the Mayo Clinic. But I guess they're so tied up on PPEs, they couldn't manage to, you know, loan the vice president a PPE, a mask. You know, so then that becomes some controversy, but understanding in part. I mean, I think probably he and the president need to have their own custom-made masks and a mask wrangler that travels with them, because even if they go to Costco now, you have to wear a mask. You know, and some of the stores, too, interesting, have one way, you know, everything's like in moving in one way. And then you get the, you know, the traffic cops, the self-appointed traffic cops that are annoyed there. And sometimes it's just not understanding what the rules are all about. And some of these stores, I guess they figure, well, once you get there, either somebody is going to embarrass you or crash their cart into you to finally get you to realize that the arrows on the ground pointing in a particular direction means that this is a one-way block. So we're making some adjustments. Extend grace, okay? I mean, it's not like everybody's knucklehead, but it's also, you know, again, we need to apply some, you know, self-resolve and responsibility to this so that, you know, we don't have to have people, you know, policing us and telling us what to do. But if our consciousness is for the betterment of others and we're there to serve others by being mindful of this, then, hey, we'll be okay. And we'll get to probably more of the program together. But look, if somebody, you know, blows it a little bit, don't get so amped up about it, all right? Just, you know, relax a little bit. We'll take a breath. You might remind him, hey, by the way, you may not realize this is a one-way aisle. You know, the arrows here. And I don't know, I fell into that, and I didn't even realize, you know, what was going on. And what it was some people didn't even bother to say, hey, this is a one-way aisle. They just kind of gave you the stink eye, you know? You know how they do that? And you go, oh, gosh. And you're thinking, you go, what happened? You know, did I leave the house without my pants on? You know, what is it that I've done? What social, you know, indiscretion have I executed at their expense somehow? And then, you know, you kind of, and I got to tell you, some people are not wired for situational awareness. And I understand that. I am situationally aware, probably too much. And, but, you know, it doesn't take me long. I can figure out the lay of the land. I can see what's going on. But some people are just comatose over situational awareness. And for those, and, you know, and I think all of us at times, we may drop our guard and miss it. You know, just extend some grace. Okay. You can point to the arrow. You don't have to throw a stink eye. And just, you know, help people all along. Well, Dr. Birx had something to say over the weekend about, you know, where we are right now and the numbers and why they deviated. And she says, hey, look, we've always said it was going to be, I mean, it's amazing these broad numbers that they use, you know, 75 to 150,000 deaths and the way they're climbing. Even President Trump had to adjust his numbers because we're, what, over 66,000 deaths now. And we thought that maybe it, you know, 60 might be the topper, but it looks like That number is dynamic. But listen to what Dr. Birx had to say.
Well, I think federal guidelines are a pretty firm policy of what we think is important from a public health standpoint. We also made it possible for states to open counties independently of the entire state because, again, some of these outbreaks are very local and have to be studied and understood that way. And so as states reopen, we really want them to follow the gating criteria, but we also made it very clear to the American people, this is what you need to continue to do to protect yourself. You need to continue to social distance. You need to continue to practice scrupulous hand washing. You need to know where your hands and where they have been and what they have touched and make sure you don't touch your face. And I think most importantly, if you have any pre-existing condition, through phase one and phase two of any reopening, we have asked you to continue to shelter in place.
And, you know, this is wisdom. I mean, these are good guidelines that have got us to this point. And you know, and we need to be careful. Look at, I understand, boy, I'll tell you, you know, being closed in, and we have a little bit of mobility here in Florida, and we're allowed to play golf now, and everything's separate. I mean, you're socially distanced, and everybody has their own cart and all that, which is good, but we get a chance to get out. So it's not like we're held in. And it's not like my wife, the former first lady, came out and said, look at, especially to the black community, don't go out, you know, stay home, you know, do all these good things that you're supposed to do. But I guess her husband didn't get the memo because then he goes out and plays golf and it doesn't look good. You know, so how embarrassing is that? So when he got home, she's going, wait a minute, didn't you know? He knew I was doing these two public service announcements about, you know, telling, you know, black Americans because they're so vulnerable to stay home. And then you're out there playing golf, knucklehead. What are you doing? You're kind of upending the deal. Look, again, extend some grace. Let's just, you know, look at the irony from time to time as it comes up and realize, you know, what's going on. But I can appreciate because if we get so partisan and we start seeing, well, the elites, you know, they have their own rules, and for the rest of us minions, you know, we have to stay locked down. But all this to say, look, when we're coming out of the house, still to be careful. I mean, we got some barbershops that are opening up, and women are excited. I was speaking, well, Jenny Beth Martin last week, she was so excited because she was able to go get her hair done in Georgia. And I can imagine, and I don't know if you've noticed with some of these, celebs, I say celebs or people that we see on TV, you know, commentators and that sort of thing. You know, it's one thing when you have your stylist that's there all the time, but when you're locked down at home, you don't have a stylist, and nobody's coloring your hair. And it's just interesting to see somebody's hair color starting to come out, and of course, you know, you gotta imagine for them, like they're thinking, oh my gosh, I gotta be on TV and my roots are showing. This isn't good. But hey, you know, we're all in this together. Everybody's roots are showing right now, so you're not the only one. But it's just, again, we're able to see behind the curtain of showbiz. But as I say, as we come out, you know, be responsible. Follow these norms that Dr. Birx is talking about. Do the best that you can for the sake of yourself, your family, your neighbors, those that are most vulnerable that are around you. Also, I got to tell you, if the more compliant we are in terms of social guidelines, it's going to make the job easier for our governors who are pulling their hair out and thinking, well, they can do one thing and then people violate it. And you have what's happened in California where they opened up the gates. And, of course, the people in Huntington Beach, California, where I'm from, where I spent, you know, a lot of time, you know, there, and I see them at the Huntington Beach Pier all coming together, staying close, violating all the social distancing. And so that caused Governor Newsom to issue an edict to make sure that everybody behaved. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. The question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards.
Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no waste of time. The process is uniquely quickly, fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
China continues to deny it, but U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he is very confident that the coronavirus sweeping across the planet began in a laboratory in Wuhan, China.
Enormous evidence that that's where this began. We've said from the beginning that this was a virus that originated in Wuhan, China.
On ABC's This Week yesterday, Pompeo ripped China's government for concealing information about the virus, and he called it a classic communist disinformation effort. President Trump also pointing the finger at China's government for the coronavirus at a Fox News town hall event last night. He said China has done the world a disservice by not allowing the United States or any other nation to investigate the beginnings of the outbreak. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, again, I think that's one of the byproducts of today's culture is that there is a call for service, and people are answering that call. And you know what? The ones that are, I'm finding, have more joy and happiness in their life right now, even though we're on lockdown as we continue to get out ever so gently. Good to have you with us, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. The media reporter at the Washington Examiner, Eddie Scarry, is with us right now. And I got to talk again. Eddie, I got to talk about your book again, if that's okay with you, Privileged Victims, How America's Culture, Fascists Hijacked the Country and Elevated Its Worst People. You know, this is kind of a cultural condition that you point out in Privileged Victims that's on full exposure right now, isn't it?
Yes, and I'm very happy you want to talk about my book again. but yes, and I've been writing about this at the Washington Examiner over and over again, just touching on main themes of my book, which is that our culture has been poisoned by the social justice movement, completely corrupted from the media. It's in Hollywood, it's in establishment Washington, it's virtually everywhere, and it has actually made us very ill-equipped to combat what's going on right now with the pandemic. And that's because, you know, we're quibbling about little things about, you know, is it okay to say that the virus is from China? Is it okay to call it the Chinese virus? Is it okay to point out that that this virus is afflicting different people in different ways? And, you know, if we were able to actually talk about the truth as it is with this virus, we'd be a lot further along. But no, the social justice system has completely corrupted the country, and it's handicapped any capability we had to actually talk about the virus.
Well, it's really altered our worldview, and as a result, this is why people are reticent and we're disunified. And, you know, President Bush, former President Bush, had, gave quite a speech that, a commentary
on this and about unity. And, you know, I see the root of a lot of problems in some of these blue state, blue state governors, with the frustration they're dealing with, is because of this influence and what it's done to the culture and how disunified they are. I mean, look, I understand you don't expect you to agree with the president 150% of the time, but find something that you can agree on so that we can be unified and kind of bring people together. This is what's missing. And as a result, what we've got is we get people, you know, when the gates are opened up, they start going out and they forget about social distancing, like what happened in California and in other areas where, you know, look, we still have to stay focused on the key principles of social distancing and these guidelines if we're going to get on the other side. I believe we'll get on the other side one way or another, but if we can we minimize the amount of deaths that we're going to be subjected to? Right now, I mean, we're over 60,000. I thought maybe 60,000 might be the height of it. But now even the president has had to adjust his numbers, saying maybe 75, maybe 100,000 deaths here in America as a result of COVID-19. And then, of course, you're going to have these other people say, yeah, Bill, but those numbers have been cooked. You know, we know what they're doing. And yes, that's partially true that that has been the case. But again, this is all part of this, what that you write about in your book, Privileged Victims. But anyway, little highlight there. Congratulations on the book. Very timely and very thought provoking, for this time. But I want to talk to you particularly about the evidence that is pouring out against Joe Biden and supporting the accusation of Tara Reid, and how, again, you know, we point out the double standard, which always comes along when we're in the body politic, and it's, you know, Republicans have a certain standard, or when Democrats are attacking Republicans, you have to listen to the woman. She's right. I believe her. But when it's the other way around, I mean, you know, as well oiled and modeled by the Clinton regime, here they are. I mean, the wagons are circling around the presumptive presidential nominee, and he did nothing.
Well, what they're trying to do is pretend that they have held the same standard. They're suggesting, as Biden did in his interview on Friday on MSNBC over and over again, which was to say, no, what I meant when I said that you should presume that a woman is telling the truth anytime she makes these claims, literally that's what he had said back in 2018, just less, I guess less than 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. What he said was the essence of what a woman who claims to have been, you know, the victim of some sexual misconduct, we have to assume that the essence of what she's saying is true. Mm-hmm. Okay. But now he's saying, no, but what I meant was she deserves to be heard, and then we have to scrutinize everything she said. No. That's not, and by the way, all of his backers, Stacey Abrams, Kirsten Gillibrand, Nancy Pelosi, all of them have gotten on that same page to make that mm-hmm. same absurd claim. That exactly. is not what they said. That was not what the standard was. The standard was articulated by Hillary Clinton, I believe, in late 2015, when she said in a tweet, "Believe all women. Are all women deserve to be believed?" Okay, mm-hmm. that was the standard they set. So this idea now that they're trying to adjust it, that they're trying to say that we held the same standard. No, now they're adopting the standard that any normal person, I don't even want to say it's Republicans and conservatives, but any normal person who believes in due process, any normal person who thought that the presumption is of innocence and not guilt, that's the standard we have all held. And now for them to pretend that they held that same standard, no. I notice there's a lot of thoughtfulness, the sudden thoughtfulness about, well, maybe that's not the case. Maybe all women, you know, maybe they're not all telling the truth. Maybe we deserve to talk about these things first and hear both sides and weigh them and see if there's evidence. Well, that's a little bit too late. Mm-hmm. You know, I understand that they're feeling this newfound sense of thoughtfulness and curiosity about claims of sexual misconduct, but it's a little bit too late. There are consequences for the standards they set for themselves, and they're going to have to eat it right now. Okay, yeah. And so anyone that wants to let them off the hook, don't do it. Don't let them off the hook, because they set this up. They set up the monster that's now eating them alive.
Exactly. Yeah, what they demonstrated during the Kavanaugh hearings was disgusting. And at the core of all this, as you recall, Lindsey Graham pointed out and said, it's all about power and control. He said, I hope you don't get it. you know, this was their move, and they were willing to surrender all reason, logic, consideration for rule of law, throw it out the door, and turn the idea, as you say, of innocent until proven guilty. And now the new normal, except for them, is guilty until proven innocent, which is impossible. I mean, and people need to understand that concept, that it is impossible for you to fight that fight when you are presumed guilty.
Right, and this is, I have an entire chapter in my book, Privileged Victim, which is out on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, for all your listeners that want to get it, but I have an entire chapter about Me Too. This should not be a partisan thing. I defended, even recently, in my book, mm-hmm, yes, Joe Biden from the initial claim, which was, you know, all these things that were about, oh, well, he touched my forehead, oh, he smelled my hair, that those were, and he did them in public, and that, yes, that was considered sexual misconduct. That's not Me Too. I didn't like it when they did it with him. I didn't like it when they did it with Matt Lauer, who I don't think was guilty of anything. But this is the standard they set up. This has to do with, and it is, like Lindsey Graham said, it is about power. This is how they want to get power these days, is by claiming victimhood. You claim victimhood, and if you can claim that, then you're supposed to be inherently moral and have some inherent authority on anything. Well, no, this is what their problem is now. They created this problem. Well, now they're going to have to deal with it.
What does it say about the Democratic women, Eddie?
What does it say about what?
The Democratic women. The women who have said, on one hand, she must be believed at the next time around when the tables have turned, they're scooting. And they're saying, in essence, this woman should not be believed. So everything that they were so passionate about during Kavanaugh is out the door.
Exactly, and I wrote about this at the Washington Examiner just last week, that Joe Biden is now exposing this massive problem that they created for themselves, and Democratic Party created it with great assist from the national media. This is the problem they created, and Joe Biden's finally exposing it. Well, it's a little bit too late for them. Now it's their nominee who's going to have to suffer.
Exactly. Well, how do the so-called educated, highly educated, suburban Democratic women support this cause?
Well, I hope they're waking up to it. I hope they're waking up. They got to get my book, Privileged Victim. But Joe Biden's doing it himself.
Here he is, the author of Privileged Victims, the commentary writer for the Washington Examiner, Eddie Scarry. Thank you, Eddie.
This is
Take care.
By Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enrich activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Venator, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug of war, hide and seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's purina.com/homewithpets.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with site agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Matt Pinsker joins us now. He's a former federal special prosecutor who has experienced the dangerous southern border firsthand. His book, Crisis on the Border, an eyewitness account of illegal aliens, cartels, and violent crime, we will talk more about in just a moment. But, of course, the big controversy coming from the West is that California Governor Gavin Newsom is extending Corona cash to undocumented immigrants. Matt, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate all the great work that you've done and what you bring to the topic and understanding here. We have been saying this for years. The danger in the border is much more dynamic and complex than people realize, that it's not just about letting people who are unfortunate and poor coming into a very wealthy America. And because we understand compassionately, if we were them and we wanted to do something for our families, we might have, the same ambition and the same goal. But it's not that simple. There are many levels involved in this crisis at the border, right?
Very true. I mean, people come over for a lot of reasons, but the overwhelming majority, over 90%, are looking for jobs.
Yes.
Unfortunately, there are some simple basic facts that should be troubling to all Americans. For example, one, three people I prosecuted for illegal entry already had a criminal conviction, not a criminal charge, but convictions here in the U.S., and many of them are entering illegally in the first place because of their criminal records. They're unable to enter legally. Which is, it's a reason why we need to secure the border and know who's coming in and who's out, who's coming into our country.
Matt, in the normal immigration process, would these people be immediately disqualified because of the felonies that are on their records?
Oh, absolutely. Many of them were previously in this country legally or illegally, and they got caught up in the criminal justice system, were convicted, and subsequently deported. And for that reason, they're just not allowed in the country because the nature of their convictions means them the danger to the public. Now, yes, it does include dangerous felons, child molesters, people like that, violent criminals. It also includes people who, let's say, get 5 DUIs.
Mm-hmm.
The whole reason DUI is unlawful is because it's a danger to others on the road. So, again, it's not just the hardened criminals, but just people who keep making bad mistakes and endanger public safety.
Matt, how many are reentering? Do you have an idea?
Hundreds of thousands. It's so many we don't even know. What I can tell you, though, is that the business of smuggling people into the U.S. illegally is about to be about $25 billion per year to the cartels. So it's a bigger business than the NBA, NFL, and Major League Baseball combined. Give some perspective to how grand the scope it is. Because nearly everyone, when I say everyone, I mean 99% of all persons crossing the border legally aren't just coming across. They're paying about $60,000 a person to be smuggled into the U.S. It's literally a business, and they can't enter for free. They can't just cross the border on their own accord, because the cartels have literally secured and militarized the border and don't kill anyone trying to enter the country for free. Again, you know, it's a $25 billion a year industry. If people could enter for free, the cartels would be out billions.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of my biggest shocks when I was working along the border, see what how illegal immigration is more of a business than an actual human rights issue.
And not to mention the fact that it's further sustained because, you know, they're coming across the border and they're seeing the people who come through. And it's almost a human resource source proposition as well, where they're seeing these young girls that could be used for sex trafficking or young boys to help them further their drug interests, right?
Oh, absolutely. Look, I'm very proud of the work of Border Patrol in stopping children from being trafficked. And for all the criticism and grief they get, I wish more people could have seen firsthand the great work they do rescuing children, especially young girls. They're on their way to a life of sex slavery. Mm-hmm. And it's bad enough through the border as it is, which makes me fear. When I hear calls for open borders, I get more alarmed for the welfare of those children who would be trafficked into the U.S. for sexual exploitation. The other point of concern that worries me, and it's very timely, is the health crisis.
Exactly.
Not knowing the health condition of people coming to the country.
We've said this for years, Matt. And you can imagine, with me being Hispanic, I get a lot of heat from some activist Hispanics who go, Bill, why aren't you on our side? I cannot be on your side. I can't support this because, you know, many reasons. But we talked about, you know, the CDC's seeming ignorance, or at least turning a blind eye to the kind of you know, viruses that people in third world countries, we're just not talking about Mexico, but even Central America, what they've been exposed to, and they bring these diseases into our country, and, you know, our children have not been conditioned by these.
Oh, yeah, one of the stories I have in my book is when we actually had a breakout in 2018. Fortunately, it was only chickenpox, not something more serious.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's someone who was crossing the border illegally, had chickenpox, there's an outbreak. Number of others have skin conditions that are getting medical treatment for, they're in court in scrubs and surgical masks they're coughing into. And one of the real ironies is that all the social distancing we're told to do now because of coronavirus, that is a standard practice along the border. Regular hand washing, keeping your distance from the illegal aliens because of the health issues that, you know, they may have had. And that's just normal routine on the border. Now, you know, through legal immigration has become a part of all of our daily lives.
Mm. Matt, is the border wall that the president has insisted on, in fact, it was one of the measures, clear campaign promise that got him elected, was building that border wall. Is this starting to pay some dividends? Because I think we've got, about 170 miles of border wall up now, and, you know, probably at least 3-4 times that yet to do.
So, from what I've heard, in the areas where it's been built, I hear it's been very helpful at stopping legal immigration or reducing it in the areas where it's been put up. Unfortunately for me, the area I was working in had about 200 miles of border and not a single mile of wall. So I really didn't get to see firsthand the effects or benefits. Well, I can't say that maybe, a correlation. I was in an area without wall, as also at one of the trafficked areas in the entire nation. Back one of the most highly trafficked areas in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's people can draw conclusions that what we have within the battle wall wasn't working well.
Yeah.
And Border Patrol in my area, they're not allowed to speak publicly on the record. Because I was a special prosecutor, not a regular one, I have a lot more freedom now. But I can say that a lot of them wish and express strongly a desire for walls in certain areas.
Exactly. Well, I just read this past week where the cartel has another tunnel. I mean, they've been known for tunneling, and they've got a tunnel that is right next door to a government facility. I mean, that's pretty bold and arrogant, isn't it?
From an American perspective, it is. From having spent time in Mexico and South America, I just look at corruption and cartels and government. It's pretty indistinguishable.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, cartels, may politicians say, look, you either take my money or I kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And corruption is just widely accepted where it's expected that government officials will personally profit.
Yeah. It's just the cost of doing business, that's all, right? Yeah.
It's so culturally ingrained that the story I like to tell is that when I was studying in Brazil, the president of the university took myself and all the other American students to a restaurant where they pre-ordered for us most expensive items on the menu, and I think it was an open bar as well, all paid for by the school. I later learned that restaurant was owned by the president's family, and, when I told these other students about their tuition dollars and stuff like this, they were like, yeah, sure. Well, why would he take you to a rival's restaurant?
Exactly.
Why help your family?
Right. Yeah, that's amazing, but it is the fact, Jack, as they would say. Matt, going back to what we talked about earlier in terms of, we've got college students, people waiting on stimulus checks, college students who have left campus due to the coronavirus, and, and here they're hearing about Governor Gavin Newsom, not even extending payments to college students, but instead distributing cash payments of $500 to undocumented immigrants. We're talking about probably about $76 million, I think it's estimated, that is going to be coming from the state's taxpayers. Where is the outrage here? Or is it just like what you just said, that, people have just gotten so conditioned to this kind of corruption and malfeasance that they just shrug?
I guess California has always been an outlier in America, and people come, the rest of America, the country kind of looks at California as a center of crazy. So, when we hear bizarre things, such as people who aren't even supposed to be getting, people who aren't supposed to be in the country in the first place are getting just cash payments from the government, and that's just another crazy California thing. Personally, I'd be outraged to hear my hard-earned tax dollars are going to people who aren't even supposed to be in the country. Especially when those people are getting priority over American citizens who are suffering hard times because of this virus.
Exactly. We had ten presidential, Democratic presidential candidates that all raised their hands saying that they would support medical care for illegal immigrants at the people's expense.
Yeah, I heard about that. For all the people who talk about their positions on illegal immigration, the entire time I was working on the border, not one of them came down to see what the situation was actually like.
Mm-hmm.
For all the lip service that people pay, not one person actually bothered to see firsthand what I did. What I was living on an everyday basis was nothing more than a political football and talking point for all of them.
Exactly.
And it frustrated the hell out of me and so many others that they couldn't even stop by to see firsthand.
Wow.
So they don't know what they're talking about. They've never witnessed it. I have. That's why I wrote the book, to share what's going on.
Matt Pinsker, a former federal special prosecutor, his book, Crisis on the Border, an eyewitness account of illegal aliens, cartels, and violent crime. Matt, thanks for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital?